When Mike Cerisi works the crowd at a parade, there's little sign of the high-powered lawyer who sparred with tobacco company executives and earned millions in Minnesota's landmark trial. Wearing a red t-shirt, shorts, and tennis shoes, he comes off as the St. Paul native that he is, a guy who grew up in the Como Park neighborhood and whose father owned a liquor store.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Good to see you. How's it going today?
Good.
Good to see you.
Some parade watchers comment on Cerisi's clever TV ads, produced by the ad man who ran media campaigns for Jesse Ventura and Paul Wellstone. Others note Cerisi's personal style.
I liked him. He looked me square in the eye and shook my hand and had a good handshake.
But Cerisi can't possibly shake the hands of all the potential DFL primary voters, and he's got an uphill battle to increase his name recognition and distinguish himself in the crowded Senate field. He lagged behind his primary opponents in the most recent NPR Pioneer Press Care 11 poll. Cerisi says if he can get Minnesotans to look seriously at his experience and background, he thinks they'll pick him.
I believe if the voters look at my record as against all the other Democratic candidates, they'll find that I have the best record and would be the best advocate for them in the United States Senate.
Cerisi's legal career spans three decades. He successfully sued over defective birth control devices and represented the government of India after the Union Carbide chemical leak in Bhopal. Attorney Roberta Walburn worked with Cerisi on the Bhopal, Copper 7 IUD, and tobacco cases. She says in the case of the IUD litigation, Cerisi was determined to win damages for women who were made infertile.
It's clear working with him day in and day out that that the women really fueled his drive to do right by them, that it was not just an academic exercise, that he was fighting for their causes, and he gets personally involved with the people he's representing.
Cerisi is usually described as intensely focused. Walburn says during the tobacco trial, the entire legal team holed up in a hotel near the courthouse instead of heading home each day for 4 months, often working round the clock.
Working with Mike, I mean, he brings such a high energy level and a spirit of enthusiasm into these battles that, you know, in a perverse way, it's fun because it's nonstop action. You know you're doing the right thing, and you know there's no alternative but winning.
Cerisi has taken the same approach to his Senate bid, working 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, although he jokes that it's not quite as grueling as the tobacco trial.
It's a little less intense because the trial was, you know, 19 hours a day, and so here I'm picking up another hour of sleep a night, so it's, you know, sort of a cakewalk.
Cerisi says the learning curve of a campaign is similar to a trial. He's been boning up on the issues, traveling the state, and talking to people. He calls himself a progressive moderate and says the nation should take advantage of the current budget surplus to invest in a range of priorities: education, health care, affordable housing, revitalizing rural America, paying down the national debt, and shoring up Social Security and Medicare. Cerisi says he'd also like to see legislation to help the middle class, something he's tentatively dubbed the Family Security Act.
Maybe we ought to take a look and say there ought to be some tax breaks for people in the middle, all right, where they can take and put away money tax-free, and they can use it for a whole host of things, for their education, for health care, maybe to purchase a new home, to take care of their parents, for illnesses. And this money could grow tax-free, and it can be taken out tax-free and used for those purposes.
Cerisi's views have earned him the support of the Minnesota Nurses Association, the Sierra Club, and DFL heavy hitters Skip Humphrey, Vance Opperman, and George Latimer. He was the only Senate candidate to submit more than 2,000 signatures to get on the ballot instead of paying the $400 filing fee. It's not that Cerisi couldn't afford it. He's put more than $2.5 million of his own money into the race so far, but he says he wanted to show that he has grassroots support. His personal wealth has become a sore subject.
Well, I think if the media stopped using my first name as wealthy trial lawyer, it'd be a lot better, okay? I mean, every time, you know, my name's either in the paper or somebody talks about me on the radio or on TV, they seem to put that moniker on you. It's a fact. I'm a trial lawyer. I'm proud to have been a trial lawyer. Trial lawyers have done tremendous things for working men and women in this country and for businesses in this country.
And it's
a fact that I'm wealthy, but that doesn't define who I am.
One of Cerisi's longtime business partners and friends, attorney Tom Kaiser, says Cerisi's wealth shouldn't be used against him.
He wasn't born into family money. Mike went out and earned it.
And he earned it through extraordinary hard work. Sometimes people think it's a little trite, but Mike is the living embodiment of the American dream.
But Cerisi's biggest criticism comes from the way he earned most of his money from the tobacco trial. Cerisi's firm received a total of $566 million for representing the state and Blue Cross Blue Shield in the suit, which the state settled for $6 billion. Former Hamline Law School Dean Steve Young says the legal fees are unethical. Young ran for the Senate himself in 1996, losing the Republican primary. Surrounded by stacks of legal documents, Young says he's frustrated that he can't get the Lawyers Professional Responsibility Board or the courts to address the matter.
I think a really serious thing has been swept under the rug, and Mike's response has been to poo-poo the whole thing by saying it's politics. Well, who's the politician now?
Cerisi points out that his firm took the case on a contingency basis back in 1994, when tobacco companies had never lost in court. The contract originally signed by the state would have granted the Robbins, Kaplan, Miller, and Cerisi firm 25% of whatever the state received, but Cerisi later negotiated his fees with tobacco companies. Young says Cerisi's firm admitted in court documents that the billable time its lawyers spent on the case amounted to $27 million. So he questions how the firm can justify getting $566 million.
Now, what I am prepared to give Mike Cerisi is his $27 million. That's time out of pocket. That's fair. Secondly, I'm prepared to give him some additional amount of money so that a case can be made for $27 million plus some additional amount to recognize that he was fighting something of an uphill battle. But how much?
Cerisi says the legal fees were appropriate for a case that former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop called one of the most significant public health achievements of the second half of the 20th century.
It was, in my judgment, a spectacular result. And yes, we got a spectacular fee for it. I'm not ashamed of that one bit, you know. In fact, I'm rather proud of the fact that we tore up the contract with the state and didn't charge them one penny.
What was your cut of it?
Well, that's, I guess, between me and the law firm, but it's nowhere near what people think it was. It's less than 10% of the fee.
That's the closest Cerisi has ever come to acknowledging his portion of the fee. Cerisi says he realizes that running for the Senate is, in many ways, a world apart from litigating in a courtroom. He says he knows there's no guarantee he can convince Minnesota voters in the way he's often been able to convince a jury. But he says the goal is the same, to win. At the Capitol, I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.